Sure. I mean, I think we talked about it the other day. You know, those guys did a great job filling in, and obviously we want Ben to get as healthy as he can and get back, but this league's all about, you know, the next man stepping up, and in this case there's two guys, so and even three if you count Glenn. So, I mean, I think those guys showed that they can run the football in this league. So, like I said, we're not sure, you know, exactly how Rob will try to attack us, but I'm sure, you know, those two putting that on tape will have something to do with it. I think it was good to go play a whole game and try to get in a rhythm, and obviously we did that in the second half, and we talked about it the other day. We just have to do better in the first half of converting on those third downs, and I think, you know, it was a tale of two halves, and had we converted on a few third downs, maybe it would have been a different story. You know, the one I'm thinking of just off the top of the hand is the third down where we're getting close to field goal range, and, you know, it's one of those where I felt like if I could get it to him quick, so I did speed things up a little bit, but you know, I think I did a good job for the most part of getting through my progressions and moving in the pocket, you know, with the time that was allowed. Well, I mean, I think this game is unpredictable, and you never know what the circumstances are going to be. And obviously, you know, those guys are key components to our offense. But like I said before, you know, the next guy's got to be ready to step up. And I think our guys are all capable of doing it. And I have a lot of confidence in everybody on offense and defense for that matter, too. I think for me, you know, it's always been a big, you know, thing for me to study my opponent coming up, and I try to get every advantage I can. But when you are playing someone who you're never not quite sure exactly what you're going to get, and then there are going to be some things thrown at you that, you know, you didn't really prepare for. You just have to be able to make those adjustments on the fly. And I think the best, you know, offenses, quarterbacks, they can do that. They can go over the sideline and say, they're trying to do this. Let's, you know, change it up, whether it's adding a new play or adjusting something. You have to be able to be flexible and kind of go on the fly. Yeah, our sense of urgency is very high. Obviously, you know, we're coming off of a heartbreaking loss where we battled our heart out in the second half and came within, you know, a few plays. So, you know, we know how much this means, and our goal this week is to be 1-1. I think you always had the same mentality. You always, you know, you're going out there with the idea that you want to score a touchdown, and if you can't score a touchdown, you want to get a field goal. I mean, I think, you know, that really doesn't drive me. I think, you know, I have confidence in our defense, and the thing for me talking about Drew is he's one of the quarterbacks that I like to watch because he is one of the elite guys, and he does a lot of things really well. So, you know, I'm an admirer of his, and, you know, I think that's not something that goes into my mind like, all right, hey, it's going to be a shootout. We better score a bunch of points. Obviously, they have a very good offense that's well documented, but I think as us as an offense, we worry about ourselves and just go out and try to execute just like we always would. Yeah, it's great. It's great to get back in front of our fans, and that place will be rocking, and you know, to build off that momentum we had in the second half and just come out and really try to start hot out of the gates and go from there. It'll be fun for us to get back and play in front of our home crowd. I think it's exactly, you know, we're right where we were, and we have a good feel for each other. I met with him the other day, and, you know, we're on the right track. We're you know, going down this thing together, and I think that's, you know, that's where we're at. No, not at all. I think for me it was just go out and execute. I think, you know, like I said to the guys the other day, going in at halftime, as bad as it felt, like when you watch the film, it wasn't, you know, it was just little things. And I think we just, you know, needed to focus at one play at a time, and myself included. I really, sometimes you get, you know, you worry about so much stuff that you can lose focus of, you know, just that play at hand. And I think that's what we did in the second half, is we just focused one play at a time. And obviously they were hitting pretty quick, and, you know, you don't have time much to think about anything else. But it didn't cross my mind. Well, obviously, I think you guys know who I'd choose number one. But, you know, after Tom, I really like watching Breeze. I like watching Rodgers. Actually just watching the film this week, Atlanta, you watch Matt Ryan. He's a good guy to watch. And obviously Peyton's up there. But, you know, as me as a quarterback who's always trying to get better, you look around the league and you try to watch other guys and see what they're doing well and, you know, see how it helps them play in their respective games. And like I talked about watching Drew, I mean, he's a guy who's great in the pocket and he has great footwork. And that's something that we kind of watch as a group to kind of look and see how other guys do it and try to, you know, get better in that area.